Mike Adams here with an emergency broadcast because there was an assassination attempt on Trump, of course, that just took place. He was shot in the right ear with rifle fire. And in today's emergency broadcast here, I'm going to give you a forensic audio analysis of what happened and bring you some of the latest information that I have about this. Trump has survived and he has been released from the hospital. A bullet ripped through his ear. And we're already seeing from the vile left, we're seeing denials that this even happened. We're seeing CNN refusing to report this as an assassination attempt. Even fake President Joe Biden refuses to call it an assassination attempt. The entire left-wing media are downplaying it. They're saying things like, well, Trump fell and he's being removed from an event. Well, no, he didn't fall. He ducked after he was shot in the ear. And for anybody who thinks that this is not real, I have a forensic audio analysis I'm going to play for you here today. Because, of course, I'm very well versed in ballistics and also science and physics and so on. And so when I first saw this video, I knew this was rifle fire. And I'll tell you why in a second, but those who have experienced a lot of rifle fire in their lives, they know what rifle fire sounds like. And I'm talking about incoming distant rifle fire, which is very different than any kind of shots like up close and right in your face. But clearly, I could tell immediately this was not a pistol shot. This was being carried out with a rifle. And the most likely rifle is an AR-15 firing 5.56 rounds of typically like 55 grain or 62 grain. And so I based my ballistics on that. And then, sure enough, a couple hours later, it came out that it was an AR-15 that had been recovered. So it was a 5.56 round. But I'm going to prove to you here that this shooting was actually very, very real. And Trump is incredibly fortunate to have survived this. He dodged a bullet. America dodged a bullet. I mean, Trump was shot in the head. I mean, in the ear, which is attached to the head. But had that shot been 1 inch more to the right, he probably would have been killed. The shooter has been identified. The shooter's dead. Shooter's been identified by the New York Post and others. They're saying his last name is Crooks. Yeah, literally Crooks. Sounds like a made-up name, doesn't it? But who knows? Maybe this is an MK Ultra type of thing. I guess we'll find out more in the coming days. I'm not going to focus on the shooter right now until more information comes out, but rather focus on the shooting itself, demonstrating for you that this is real, and also analyzing the aftermath of this and what this means for Trump, for the election, for Biden, and for America. And my number one concern, I'll just lay it out up front here. It's increasingly looking like this was allowed to take place. It looks like the Secret Service and law enforcement, or at least some elements of them, were ordered to stand down to allow Trump to be assassinated. It's either that or just crazy incompetence, but we'll get to that in a little bit. I believe that there's a deep state effort right now to assassinate Trump using an MK Ultra guy, which is what they tried to do, and then to assassinate Joe Biden using another MK Ultra guy that they would claim to be an angry Trump supporter. And in this way, the deep state is trying to get rid of both Trump and Biden and then roll out a new candidate on the Democrat side, knowing that they can rig the election as long as Trump isn't running, because Trump is formidable, but there's no other conservative candidate that would be anywhere close to Trump's popularity. So that is what I'm thinking is happening right now. Again, I think the deep state is trying to assassinate both Trump and Biden, but we'll get to that more in a few minutes. But first, let's cover some basics of ballistics. So again, when I first heard the video of the shooting, it was a Fox News video, I could hear the impacts of the bullets, which sound like kind of high pitch pops, followed by the reports of the rifle. Now, people who aren't familiar with firearms or ballistics typically don't understand the following. The bullets are hypersonic. coming out of an AR-15. So a typical 5.56 millimeter bullet will leave the muzzle at about 2,500 feet per second, sometimes more, sometimes less. That's typical for a 16-inch barrel and a typical load of 62 grains. But we'll call it 2,500 feet per second. Well, what's the speed of sound? Speed of sound is less than half of that. So speed of sound is like 1,125 feet per second, give or take, depending on ambient air conditions, humidity, elevation, or density altitude, as it's called in ballistics, and so on. So when you are stationed at the place where the bullets are arriving from a distant shooter, you hear the bullet impacts first, and then you hear the reports of the rifle after that, okay? And the time difference between these two events, and I'm going to play this for you here, show you what this is. The time difference between these two events can be used to calculate an approximate distance of the shooter. And this is what I did. And we were able to confirm forensically the distance of the shooter that is consistent with the shooter on the roof that they shot and killed in response. So let me play this analysis for you. First, I'm going to play for you just 3 seconds, and you're going to hear immediately when this begins, you're going to hear a pop, which is a bullet impacting close by, followed about a quarter of a second later by a gun report, that is the boom. And then you'll hear two more shots, which both follow that same pattern of like, tch-poo, tch-poo, like that. Okay. So when you hear tch-poo, the tch sound, that's the bullet hitting something close. And the boo is the gun report in the distance. Okay. Let me play this for you so you can get a sense of it. All right. Did you hear that? It's like, boom, boom, boom. Okay. I'm going to play it one more time for you so you can hear it again. Let's do it again. All right, you got it? So that's the pattern. Boom, boom, boom. Now remember, again, that's the bullet hitting close by, maybe hitting pavement, maybe hitting another person, maybe hitting something, maybe hitting the bleachers, who knows? And then the boom, that's the rifle in the distance. Okay. If you look at the wave file, which I have done, let me show you the image of the wave file. Then you can see how I've marked impact and report. Impact and report. Okay. So impact is when the bullet hits, and the report is when the rifle report arrives. Okay. The distance between these two things is 0.22 seconds, you know, give or take. That's the best I could calculate it using the time scale there. And I'm using just SoundForge audio as an editor here. So SoundForge is really good at looking at audio files. So again, 0.22 seconds. Okay, now let's do some algebra here. Given that the speed of the bullet is 2,500 feet per second and that the speed of sound is 1,125 feet per second, then how far away is the shooter? If the time between those two events arriving is 0.22 seconds, okay? So the way this algebraic equation is set up, for any of you who have forgotten, you know, algebra math, I admit I have to refresh it from time to time. But if D is the distance that we're looking for, it's D divided by 2,500, minus D divided by 1125 equals 0.22 seconds. Okay, that's our equation. So if you do the math on that, you get 451.8, but I just rounded it to 450 feet. And the second to last line of the algebra is 0.55 D equals 247.50. And then you divide both sides by 0.55, and that's how you get 451.8 feet. We'll just call it 450 feet. So imprinted into this audio file is proof that these rifle rounds came from a shooter about 450 feet away, give or take. We have to give a lot of leeway here because, well, we don't know the actual muzzle velocity of the round. it might be faster or slower than 2,500 feet per second. We also don't know the density altitude, or in other words, the air conditions or the humidity, and all of that matters. Or the, you know, the altitude, which is incorporated in the DA. But give or take, this shooter's at 450 feet away. And so that's what I reported on social media. I said, clearly this is rifle fire because I can hear it. I can hear the bullets arriving before the report. And so I know that this shooter is some distance away, probably more than a football field, right? Which is only, what, 300 feet. So then according to the calculations here, the shooter is actually about 1.5 football fields away. Well, when that shooter was found on the media, law enforcement reported that they estimated the distance of the shooter was 125 yards, which is 375 feet. And again, my math had said it's actually 450 feet, but it's actually not too far off. The law enforcement estimate may have been, you know, a little too close, but anyway, we're in the neighborhood of roughly 400 feet away. My point in all of this is that for anybody saying that this was faked, the forensic audio evidence proves that it was not faked. This wasn't some, you know, like a Hollywood squib planted on Trump's ear and some, you know, local sound effects. No, the audio forensic analysis of this proves that the distance of the shooter is consistent with where he was found after the Secret Service shot him dead. So let me play now the entire, well, not entire, but a longer clip of the audio, about 9 seconds, so that you can hear there's additional gunfire after those first three shots. It's clear that some of that gunfire was U.S. Secret Service returning fire and shooting him. But it's hard to tell which is which, but there's definitely a flurry of gunshots after the first three. So I want you to hear that, okay? Here we go. All right, so we don't know if this shooter got off a couple of more shots, perhaps. I could do a little bit further analysis of this audio and probably determine that. But we also don't know how many rounds the Secret Service fired in return. If we knew that number, that would help us make more sense of this. But it really doesn't matter at this point. We know the shooter had a rifle. The shooter fired off at least three rounds, potentially more. It appears that the first one of those rounds hit Trump in the ear. And we know that Trump survived this, and then that Secret Service then shot that shooter and killed him. So now I'm going to play some videos for you from this event. Now, the first video that we have here is Trump actually being shot. And notice that he reaches up for his ear because that's where he was hit. But check out this video.
And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
All right, so in that video, you saw that it looks like the first round hit Trump in the ear. That was probably the most accurate shot. That was the shot that the shooter had lined up and had probably had taken the most time to try to get it right. Fortunately, he was off. So the bullet arrives. Trump immediately reaches up to his ear, sees blood, and he immediately ducks down, as he's trained to do. He ducks for cover, which is exactly the right response. And by the way, Trump's response time is really quick here. It shows that he has, you know, great cognitive function, by the way. As we've been talking about Joe Biden being barely there cognitively, this, you know, being shot in in the head is the ultimate cognitive test. Like, how fast can you duck and dodge, you know? And Trump, man, he gets an A+ on ducking and dodging. I mean, he took a shot and then he hit the dirt, which is exactly what you're supposed to do. All right. And then this next video is the video of Trump's motorcade speeding away, obviously taking him to emergency medical care. Here we go. And then this next video is a video that was released of the dead shooter on a rooftop. So take a look at this.
Looking at the bleachers to the left of where Trump was, and you could see people cleared out of there. You could see some blood on the bleachers as well. And I watched police unfold yellow crime scene tape and put it there. It was shocking and it was scary. Reporters that I talked to, I mean, we're at these rallies multiple times a week. I was just at one in Doral.
And then this next video is a video of Secret Service on a rooftop, apparently returning fire or taking out the shooter. This is pretty short. But Trump is kind of in the foreground, and then you can see Secret Service taking the shot.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Okay, now then, there's a very important video that we're going to play for you that's a little bit longer, because this is an eyewitness, a guy who says that he had alerted police to this suspicious-looking individual who was climbing up the roof with a rifle. And he told police, and he was trying to flag police, and he says that they told Secret Service, and the police and the Secret Service didn't do anything to stop the guy until the guy opened fire on Trump. So listen to this, because this is really important to hear this. And it indicates, this is one of the reasons why a lot of people are highly suspicious, thinking that local law enforcement and Secret Service may have been wanting Trump to be shot and killed. If that's not the case, they were unbelievably incompetent. Unbelievable. But listen to this man, because he's got some very important details to share.
Someone who was here, you weren't inside the event,
nope.
But you were just outside. Tell us what you saw and what.
So we had a party here all day. You can see behind us the Brinkles Farming Greenhouse here. We had a party, and we all decided, hey, you know, when we hear Trump up there, we're going to walk up through the field, stand by the trees up there under the shade, yeah, and watch the rain, listen to the rally. Right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, and, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots rang out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
you
there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least three to 4 minutes.
And you were telling police and the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars?
Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see, I mean, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service just, blew his head off.
Okay, just be careful because we don't quite know who's watching, but you're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
Yep.
You saw that happen?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you see them go up to him afterwards or?
They crawled up on the roof. They had their guns pointed at him, make sure he was dead. He was dead. And that was it. It was over.
That's incredibly shocking.
The guy was on the roof right there. You can see the white roof right there.
Did you get a look at him? Could you?
I no, other than he was in muted colors, tan type clothing. We saw the rifle flinging around as he was trying to crawl. I mean, we saw the rifle, 100%.
Do you know about guns? Do you know what kind of weapon it was?
Oh, I absolutely know about guns, for sure. It was a rifle of some sort. I wouldn't know, I wasn't close enough to read the label on it.
But it was
a rifle of some sort. Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you process what you've just seen?
I don't know what to say, man. I'll tell you is, if I walked up close to there with anything that Secret Service considered a problem, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you right now. But I don't know why a guy who we're standing there pointing out to police and Secret Service is crawling up the roof.
Are you outside the security perimeter?
Yes, right there by that tree. We were outside the security perimeter. But my question is, there's only a few buildings around here. Why is Secret Service not at every building here?
Well, there's a whole bunch of questions, I think, that are going to come.
There's a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah. Trump flag on the horse?
Yes, she was right in front of me. She kept going back and forth right in front of me. Yes.
Tell us about her.
I mean, nice horse, nice lady running with a flag. Seemed very, patriotic.
But what's the significance of her?
No, he asked me if I saw a horse.
Okay. All right, well, listen, I'm sorry you had to witness that. That was a terrible thing. And you just stay safe with your family and
help
yourself. Thanks for your time.
So a couple of things really important about this, that he said Secret Service was looking at him and he was pointing to the guy with the rifle and Secret Service did nothing. So again, either Secret Service is in on this or they're incredibly incompetent. He also said that he alerted local law enforcement and they didn't know what they were doing. I mean, there's a guy crawling on the roof with a freaking rifle in broad daylight, okay? Not hard to see. And both Secret Service and local law enforcement, they don't seem to care. But they are ready to blow the brains out of the shooter after he kills Trump so that, of course, they can, take out the scapegoat. No witnesses, dead men don't speak. That's what a lot of people are starting to suspect about this, I'll just say it straight out here. A lot of people suspect that the United States Secret Service was in on this assassination attempt of Donald Trump. And I will remind you that elements of Secret Service set up Trump on January 6th, by the way. And there were also elements of Secret Service that tried to set up Roger Stone and Alex Jones. But they were clever enough to avoid those traps. But Secret Service was in on the assassination of Trump that just happened, according to the conclusions that many people are reaching. It doesn't mean that every Secret Service agent was, by the way. It just would mean that enough potentially were. I mean, we'll learn more in the coming days. I should say that at the moment, this is just speculation on the part of a lot of people. And there needs to be a lot more of an investigation. But sadly, this investigation has been taken over by who? The FBI. Same agency that had orders to shoot and kill Trump during the Mar-a-Lago raid. So what, you think the FBI is going to get to the bottom of this? Not a chance. Okay, so there's something else that I want to show you, which is this video of Secret Service, especially this one female Secret Service agent who appears to be completely incapable of holstering her weapon. She can't, I mean, this is unbelievable. Before I play this, let me just mention that the Secret Service has been doing a lot of woke hiring. So they're all about DEI. They say they want to get more women into these positions, whether or not they're the best qualified. Now, I know plenty of female shooters who are, you know, very competent, plenty of female members of law enforcement or the military who are very competent in firearms and firearms handling and so on. So this is not a diss on women at all. But I believe that the most qualified people should get the job when it comes to protecting President Trump. It shouldn't be about your race, your gender, anything. It should be about who can do the damn job. And this woman you're about to see in this video, she could not do her job. She's all confused and fumbling. Watch her in this. You'll see she's trying to holster her weapon multiple times, first on her left side, and then she switches over to her right side, is what it looks like. I'm like, you don't even know what side of your body your holster's on? This is unbelievable. Check out this video. All right, now look, I understand it's a chaotic scene. There's a lot of noise, a lot of uncertainty. You know, we have to give them some benefit of the doubt, but holstering a weapon should be so second nature. You should be able to do that with your eyes closed in the dark. You know, holstering your weapon shouldn't take 10 seconds. I mean, if you're trying to holster your weapon so you can have your hands free to do something else, like open a door, close a door, you know, pull on the president's arm or whatever you need to do, you need to be able to be competent in your handling of firearms. And this Secret Service agent, this woman, clearly is fumbling around, doesn't know what she's doing. And it looks like a lot of chaos, but, you know, again, these people have no excuse because they're supposed to train all the time for this. I mean, they spend their whole careers training for this. And most Secret Service agents spend their whole careers training for something that never happens. But when it does happen, you're supposed to have years of habits and muscle memory so that you don't have to think about, you know, how to holster a weapon or how to draw a weapon or how to move. You should have drilled this 10,000 times. So I can't wait to hear Dan Bongino talk about this because he's a former Secret Service agent and he is going to rip these people to shreds. I guarantee it. If anybody had acted like this in previous administrations, they would have been fired. I mean, they never even would have been deployed. But under Joe Biden and the woke Dems, it's the incompetent people that rise to the top, and this is what you're seeing. But back to the rooftop question. So how come Secret Service wasn't looking at all the rooftops? And the eyewitness guy there said, well, the rooftop, you know, was angled, and so the shooter crawled up like the backside, and he was kind of looking over the ridge of the roof. Well, if that's only, let's say, 400 feet away from where the president's speaking, you should have had somebody watching the backside of all those roofs. I mean, don't these people know? Doesn't Secret Service know? Or even Trump's security detail or local law enforcement? Don't you know that rifle range goes way beyond 400 feet? You know, the AR-15 round, okay, it's considered combat effective at up to 300 yards, so about 900 feet, more than twice the distance that this guy was at. And if you know what you're doing with an AR-15, you can push him out to 600 yards, 800 yards. I mean, gosh, I have a DR Spectre ballistic scope that has like, you know, 5.56 rounds out to 800 yards. Now, sure, once they go transonic, they're going to start to tumble and your accuracy goes to hell. And, you know, bullets lose velocity the longer they're in flight, and so they have a lot less energy on impact. But I can place an AR-15 round at 800 yards. Not accurately, for the reasons I just mentioned, but I can put rounds at 800 yards. I can put fairly accurate yards at 500 yards. Yards, not feet, folks. Yards. Okay? Like 1,500 feet. And yet this guy was only at 400 feet. And then somehow U.S. Secret Service didn't think that they need to check anything beyond like the immediate perimeter. You're outdoors, man. You're outdoors. You've got rooftops. Maybe trees around. Who knows what? Maybe buildings with windows that a sniper could be sitting inside, or maybe vehicles. There are some angry, freakish leftists or maybe MK Ultra people out there who want to take a shot at Trump, and they can take that shot from, you know, 100 yards, 200 yards, 300 yards, 400 yards, 5 football fields away, folks. 5 football fields away. Those shots can be taken. And the distance that this one was taken at, let's say 400 feet, we'll call it 400 feet. It's amazing the guy missed. I mean, he hit Trump's ear, so I guess that's a hit, but, you know, it didn't hit Trump in the, you know, in the skull, because obviously the guy was trying to kill Trump. Sadly, he killed another bystander, a Trump fan, and he wounded 2 other people. I think they're critically injured, so it caused a lot of damage, even though Trump himself survived this. But it's a miracle that he missed. Because, I mean, I don't know what kind of optics he had. I don't know. I guess it was a 16-inch barrel. Pretty typical for AR-15s, I would guess. I mean, maybe he didn't have a magnified optic. Maybe he just had a 1X. Or maybe he had something better. I don't know. A 4X is pretty typical for a rifle like that, like an ACOG 4X. With a 4X scope on an AR-15, you could, I mean, with minimal training, a typical person could put a round, you know, into a human skull if they were really trying to, if they had much training and skill. So it's a miracle. And I think this is the hand of God. I think God intervened and just diverted that bullet just enough, or moved Trump just enough so that it hit his ear and not his skull. I do. I think God sent us a message, and it's a wake-up call for all of us. I think God is telling us that all could be lost in a moment, in an instant. Don't take anything for granted, and don't get lazy. We're going to have to earn our liberty and freedom. We're going to have to peacefully fight at the ballot box and fight for our right to have an honest, you know, a fair and free election. And by using the term fight, I don't mean violence. I mean, you know, determination. And I mean having the will to get out and vote. And by the way, Elon Musk has now officially endorsed Trump following this shooting. He donated some substantial amount of money to a PAC in support of Trump. That happened, you know, yesterday or the day before. Now he has come out and endorsed Trump. And I'm going to do the same. I know that I've had reservations about Trump, and I've been very vocal about those reservations. And in the context of this assassination attempt, all those reservations become inconsequential. They no longer matter. The fact that, you know, clearly a deep state encouraged individual or a deep state operative tried to assassinate Trump, that's proof that Trump is a danger to the deep state. And that alleviates so many questions and concerns. Trump is the best option to save America, to restore America, and to take down the deep state the criminal cabal that runs this government right now, that was no doubt involved in some way, they had a hand in this assassination. I'm sure that will come out at some point. The best way to stop them is to elect Trump. And so despite the reservations that I have previously voiced, I'm going to vote for Trump. And whatever you want to do with your vote is totally fine with me, but this shows me that we've got to get Trump into office, because the radical left, the criminal cabal, they're going to war against us. They've declared war. They tried to shoot our president, just like they're trying to destroy America. And if they can get away with assassinating Trump, throwing his allies in prison, I mean, Steve Bannon's in prison. That's a shame, because I would love to hear Steve Bannon's take on all of this. I'm sure he is getting the news. But this criminal cabal, this regime in power, has to be stopped. And the best path to getting that done is to elect Donald J. Trump and pray for his safety, pray for America. And also, by the way, pray for Joe Biden's safety. So let me talk about that for a second. Because I believe that the deep state, I mean, I've arrived at this conclusion. I think the deep state is trying to assassinate Trump and then assassinate Biden. I think they want them both gone. Of course, they want Trump gone for all the obvious reasons. They don't want him to, you know, run against them and win. But they also want Joe Biden gone, because they want a different candidate that they can have a new level of control, and also somebody who has a better shot at winning. And so here's what I think their plan was. That they would have this Trump rally out in the open with Fox News covering it, which they normally don't do. And they would have this person, this shooter that they no doubt recruited, probably an FBI recruit. He's probably been part of the Patriot Front marches or something, you know, I'm just guessing. They would have him, give him an opportunity. They put a ladder in place so he could climb up on the roof. And then they told Secret Service, you know, don't pay any attention to the guy on the roof over there. And they told local law enforcement, don't look at that guy. Just let him do what he's going to do on his roof. They wanted this guy to kill Trump. And he very nearly did. And then they wanted the Trump supporters to erupt nationwide with a revolt, all kinds of violence and, you know, outcries and, you know, all kinds of conflicts in the streets. And then they would use that to assassinate Biden at one of his rallies and blame it on a Trump supporter, saying that Trump supporter was so angry because of Trump's assassination that that's who killed Biden. And then the Democrats would get the sympathy vote for whoever replaces Biden. And then there would be no chance for the Republicans, because there's no leader like Trump. I think that's the plan. And that plan just got thwarted big time. They tried to shoot Trump and they missed. They had it all set up, you know, close range for a rifle, perfect rooftop perch, ladder in place, Secret Service standing down, local police standing down. Even when the citizen eyewitness is trying to warn them, look, there's a guy there with a rifle. The police are like, what? We don't know. Remember the police response to the Uvalde, Texas school shooting? When the police just stood around in the parking lot while the shooting was going on, they just let it happen. They let more children be killed because those cops were all anti-gun. Or at least the chief of police was a big anti-gunner, and he wanted maximum children casualties so that he could call for gun control. Remember that? Yeah. Maybe the same kind of thing just took place. So, by the way, Google is completely censoring all search results right now about this shooting. And Roger Stone is tweeting out that the shooter was someone else not named Crooks. And I'm not going to even say the name of who Roger Stone says it is, but it's a completely different name. You know, there can be a lot of chaos, obviously, and you know, conflicting information in the early hours following an event like this. And so, you know, I'm going to wait for names to get confirmed and so on. But you can bet that the deep state is, they are shoring up their narrative right now, which is why Google is censoring this. And memos are going out from the CIA to all the media right now telling them what to say. Now, I also want to mention that the radical left has been fantasizing about killing Trump for years. They've been very public about this. You know, you've had that, who's that left-wing skanky comedian woman holding up the severed Trump head? Kathy, yeah. You've had the left-wing media go insane calling for violence against Trump, and you've had, you know, all over social media, lots and lots of calls from left-wing influencers calling for violence against Trump. So if Trump had been shot, that would have been celebrated by the left. That's how sick they are. Whereas if, you know, if Joe Biden were shot, I wouldn't be celebrating that. I don't think conservatives would celebrate it. I think they would say it's a disgrace. But leftists want violence and they want to kill Trump, and they're very vocal about it. Now, Matt Wallace on Twitter, as of the time I'm recording this, about 1 a.m. Central Time on Sunday, Matt Wallace is saying, quote, "I just found proof they are behind this attempted assassination of Donald Trump, rushing to put a video together." Okay, don't know who he's referring to, but stay tuned. There's also news coming out saying that Crooks, the alleged shooter, according to the New York Post, that Crooks had donated to Joe Biden on his inauguration day. And Joe Biden has deleted his tweet that said, "It's time to put Trump in a bullseye." Just deleted it. Mm-hmm. All right, now we have another eyewitness video that's worth playing here. Check this out. Second eyewitness.
Just take me back. What were you doing before the shooting happened? And then what did you see and hear?
I was just hanging, standing there like everybody else, waiting for Trump. And we, as Trump started, I noticed two officers that were looking for something or somebody. I was looking around myself and seeing a guy on top of one of the buildings go in between one building to the next. And went and told the officer that he was up there. And when I went back to my spot, I heard that people could still see the person from where they were standing. So I checked that out, and I went back to tell the officer that if he came over there, he could see them. And when I turned my back is when the shots started. And then it took me a second or two to figure out exactly what it was. And then it was just getting out of there and helping some other person out with her child. And we got out, and that was the end of that. And I went and left, and that was all.
All right. So there's a second eyewitness. And then Chris Martinson tweeted the following. He said, "So now the story we have is, one, at least two ordinary citizens saw the shooter guy crawling on the roof with a long gun. They audibly alerted nearby law enforcement and Secret Service, but all the trained law enforcement and Secret Service folks somehow missed seeing the guy. Point number two, the shooter was spotted and reported by these citizens at least 2 minutes before the shooting began. Plenty of time for alerted law enforcement to have at least radioed about a threat on that roof. Point number three, at least two trained law enforcement snipers were glassing that exact roof in the time before the shooting began, but did not fire for some reason. Number four, only after shots were fired did return fire happen. And then number five, for some reason, that roof was not occupied by law enforcement or Secret Service, as would be standard operating procedure in any other circumstance. Further, no drones were in operation, apparently." Well, that chain of events certainly stinks to high heaven, says Chris Martinson. Seems like a pretty straightforward assessment. So, by the way, the FBI has claimed that this shooter is 20-year-old Crooks. I'm not going to give his full name here. Number one, I don't trust the FBI, and probably you don't either. If they're telling you it's crooks, you need to be open to the possibility that it's someone else. Just saying, right? Just saying. So be on the lookout in the days ahead here. You're going to get some crazy narratives from the radical left and from official sources and so on. And you need to just be open to different information. That's all I'm saying. All right, I'm going to play a video for you of Michael Yan. He's in Japan right now, and he just posted a video about the assassination attempt on Trump. I've been conversing with Michael Yan. I was telling him a couple hours ago, I said, Michael, it's so funny that people don't know what rifle fire sounds like. He's like, yep, because he's been in war zones, and he's had bullets whizzing by him and snapping by him, right by his head. And, you know, he's lucky to be alive. And he knows what rifle fire sounds like. Even though, you know, a lot of leftists, they think it sounds like the way it's depicted in Hollywood movies. So they think that this shooting is fake or something. No, it's very real. It's not a Hollywood movie. So listen to Michael Yan here. He's got some important things to say.
Hello from Okinawa. This is the Marine camp, Camp Schwab. As you know, Marine bases are usually called camps, and Army bases are typically called forts. And these ships out here, they're taking sand from the other side of Okinawa with also a bunch of ships, maybe 20 or 24 or so on the other side. And they're taking the sand, and then they're bringing it to these, which are building a new runway here to expand it. So you got a bunch of commies that sit out in front of the Marine camp. But interestingly, Masako Ganaha is holding the camera now. She's been out there talking with them a lot. And not today, but in previous times. And it's interesting because the people that are the communists that are out in front of Camp Schwab are not actually from Okinawa. They have different dialects from Honshu and anyway, other parts, other islands of Japan. Now, unfortunately, someone made an attempt at assassinating President Trump today. I call him president because the last election really was stolen. Everybody knows I don't like Trump, but at the same time, I'm glad he's alive. Now his biggest danger is any medical people that come close to him. Obviously, the Secret Service failed horribly. Everybody in that leadership should resign immediately. Probably won't. That was an amazing... And obviously, that's almost... I shouldn't say obviously. We always have to wait for the information to come in. But obviously, there's a huge chance that this is not a lone wolf and that... And that there's somebody behind it, because that's a lot of operations run like that. For instance, a lot of the suicide bombers that we faced in Iraq and Afghanistan, they were selected or even captured and then brainwashed or coerced into doing things, right? And it's quite easy to do, actually. And I've written about this years ago, as have many others. Many others have studied it in great detail, how these selections are done and then the recruitment and then course, the person who's been selected and trained won't be told what their final mission is until right at the last second, right? They might not even be told until 30 minutes before, okay, here's the drop off, there you go, right? You're on your own, there's only one way out, and that's not going to be running away, right? And so the guy that did the shooting must have known he was not going to get out alive, obviously. That was a clear kamikaze or suicide mission. I shouldn't say kamikaze. It was some kind of, I don't know, we need to know more about him, right? At times like this, it's very important to just gather information. Don't make big judgments other than the obvious, such as the law enforcement took the body away very quickly they didn't have time for much of an investigation. They just took it away. Quite serious things going on. All right, this is going to be an interesting year. I'm in Okinawa and in Japan in general because this is a big part of the battlefront. A lot of people don't get that, but anywhere I go is very important, like Panama, Darien Gap with Ann Vandersteel and Masako Ganaha and Epoch Times and Oscar Blue and Muckraker and so many more. Laura Loomer, we took so many down there, about 50 or 60 congressmen. And now that's getting huge news, and the new president of Panama is actually working to close down the gap. Actually, my energy is very high today, so I'm talking kind of fast because I haven't eaten for over 6 days now. And so anything, it's just water diet and water fast, which I like to fast sometimes. A problem though is when you fast is your brain starts working very fast. I shouldn't say a problem. Some philosophers in old days and scientists and writers would fast just so they could think more clearly and write more clearly. And the thing is though, is it makes your clock speed go a little faster. And also you get a lot less sleep. And I'm sweating a little bit because it's, you know, this is hot like Florida. And, you know, I grew up in Florida, so I'm quite comfortable in it, but it still makes my body sweat, even though, you know, I'm happy with it. I spent years in deserts in Florida and that sort of thing. And so the Japanese are like, is this too hot for you? And I'm like, I grew up in Florida, man. So it's the same thing, only not mountains in Florida. All right, have a good day.
All right, a really great message there from Michael Yon. I think the most important takeaway from that is that we need to gather information right now. There's going to be a lot of conflicting information. Everybody who's informed suspects the deep state had a hand in this. A lot of people suspect the FBI may be part of it. Maybe the Secret Service is part of it. Maybe local law enforcement, at least certain elements, possibly are part of it. And again, it's not to indict all law enforcement. There's plenty of really great cops out there, and there's good Secret Service agents out there and so on. I'm not trying to indict everybody. I'm just saying there can also be corrupt elements, even if it's a minority of those who are attempting to have Trump killed or to, you know, allow him to be killed by just standing down while this shooter does, you know, his job. So as the days unfold here ahead, just take note of who's saying what. Obviously, don't trust mainstream media. Whatever they tell you is a lie. Obviously, tune in to alternative media. I'll be bringing you more detail about this. I was just on the Alex Jones Show a few hours ago, providing some analysis there with Harrison Smith and Chase Kaiser and Alex himself, who was calling in from California as part of another investigative story. I might be on InfoWars. I might be interviewing people who have analysis of this, or maybe eyewitnesses, who knows. But we're all going to dig into this. But tune in to alternative media and also Brighteon.com, because that's where you're going to get the uncensored videos, okay? So YouTube is going to be censoring like crazy anything that doesn't fit the official narrative. Facebook is going to censor. Rumble won't censor. Brighteon won't censor, right? And X is so far allowing a pretty open discussion. So consider those to be resources that are more reliable for gathering information. But definitely on Brighteon.com, there's not going to be any censorship. And there's a very active discussion on Brighteon.social about all of this. And I've been posting a lot of things there as well. Again, it's an uncensored social media website. And then we have Brighteon.io, which is a decentralized, blockchain-driven social media site that cannot be taken down because there are no central hosting servers. And it's built on the Bastion backbone, by the way. So bottom line is be cautious. You know, be careful about naming names or thinking for sure it's this person or that person. You're going to be fed by different groups, you know, deliberate disinformation, probably from the mainstream media, maybe from CIA pretending to be patriots, you know, that kind of thing. Just double, triple check everything and tune in, and we'll bring you more information as we have it. Bottom line is Trump as well. I've seen a video of him walking down the steps, getting off his jet. That isn't just maybe an hour ago. He survived an assassination attempt. He's going to have a nasty, gnarly scar on his ear, and I hope he wears it with pride, because that scar is a reminder that most likely the deep state tried to take him out and they failed. And now Trump is going to emerge more powerful than ever. He's going to have record fundraising. He's going to have record support. The deep state tried to destroy him and they just made him more powerful. So will they try again? Yeah, of course they will. Will they try other desperate acts like nuclear false flags in Europe? Absolutely. They could very well try that. Will they pull something crazy like a, you know, cyber attack, banking collapse in America, or a grid down power collapse? Possibly. They're getting really desperate. You can tell. They're getting so desperate, they're willing to kill Trump. What will they do next? I think, you've heard my analysis here, I think they wanted to kill Trump and then kill Joe. But now that they failed to kill Trump, will they call off their killing of Joe? I don't know. I pray for Joe Biden's safety. I do. I pray for Joe Biden's safety. I don't want anything to happen to him. I want him to make it all the way through November 5th. Stay in the race. Run for president, Joe. Run, Joe, run. I don't want anybody harmed in this process, because I just want a straight up, fair, honest election. Because if we have that, Trump wins. And the Democrat criminal cabal loses big time. But I'll keep you posted. I'll have another episode for you tomorrow, of course. If not sooner, probably Monday morning. But tune in at brighttown.com. I also broadcast every weekday, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Central. I broadcast on X, username Health Ranger. I broadcast on Rumble, Health Ranger Report. And I broadcast on brighttown.com, HR Report. And you can see all the live broadcasts at Brighttown on the main page of Brighttown. As those broadcasts go live, the live event icon shows up right there on the homepage at the very, well, close to the top. So, folks, think about what just happened. Think about how close we came to losing this republic. And take this moment to thank God that Trump survived, to thank God that we are still here, and to realize that God just gave us a chance to restore this republic and to defeat evil. I think God had a hand in these events. And Trump owes his life to God, but then again, so do all of us. So God bless you all for listening. Have a wonderful day, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. God bless America. Take care.